Leah Blue, and this is Double Stack, where you'll discover a radically more profitable approach to web design and digital marketing. The old school web agency model is outdated and no longer enough. Today, you're expected to have both the marketing stack, so you know what to do, and the tech stack to pull it off. If you're a web designer, Double Stack is the new way to make six figures working out of your house with a laptop. All of this is totally free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Do citations still matter? In my opinion, yes, but not in the way that they used to, where you used to sign up for Bright Local or Yext or something and try to get like dozens or maybe even hundreds of citations. It now is a little bit different. So like Google and Yelp are still at the top of the list. Like I think if you have a business where you do face-to-face interactions with your customers, I think it'd be crazy not to have a Google business profile. Yelp tends to drive a lot of traffic too. In fact, Google will drive traffic to your profile on Yelp. So like those two directories seem to work really well hand in hand. But let's do this. Let me show you how we find the other relevant directories that we get our clients listed in. Then we'll talk about how we manage those listings with our 3 A's strategy. And then we'll talk about how do you wrap all of this stuff up into a solution. So let's jump into looking at how we actually find the other relevant directories. So here's how we find relevant directories to get our clients listed in. We go to Google and we do what I call a top 10 search for the industry that you're working in. So like if your client is a dentist, you go over to Google and type something like top 10 dentist near me, and then just scroll on down and look at the different domain names or the directories that Google is already indexing. And so we already talked about how Yelp and Google tend to be at the top, so that's why. But look at this. We've also got healthgrades.com. We've got opencare.com, topratedlocal.com, zocdoc.com. So like if you're working with a dentist, these are the directories that Google is thinking of as authoritative for sending traffic for people that are looking for a dentist in our area. So I'd want to make sure that our dentist was listed in all of those different locations to give them the most exposure and visibility as possible. And then you look, okay, well, look at healthgrades.com. Suppose you go over to healthgrades.com, and this is also true with almost all the other directories too. It's usually designed for patients looking for the doctors, but if you scroll on down to the bottom, you'll normally see something like claim your free listing here in this provider section. And you can click claim your free listing or claim your free profile. And then you just set up a free directory listing right here on healthgrades.com. And all the other directories are usually in the same format where you can get listed for free. And then if you want to, you can actually pay to get more visibility and more exposure, but you don't have to. You can at least just set up free profiles so that your client is listed in the directories where you know that people in your area are actively being directed to actually find dentists. And so that's what you do. You do a top 10 search on Google, and then you get a big list of, I don't know, half dozen or so different directories that you know are relevant and are getting traffic and are active, and just get a couple of at least free profiles there. And that way you've got a half a dozen or so listings that you have to manage, not like hundreds, and you don't have to subscribe to anything. Like you don't have to pay for Yext or whatever, any kind of monthly services for all of that. And you're getting listed in places where you know that Google is actually sending traffic that are from people looking for clients just like yours. And it's super easy and it's also free. So now that we have a handful of relevant directories, this is our 3 A's strategy for managing those listings. And the 3 A's stand for accuracy, authenticity, and activity. And if you can combine those three things into your directory listing, then you'll be able to pull the attention both from Google and from actual people and start driving traffic into the business. So accuracy is just making sure that the different citations that you list are all identical in every way possible. So here are some of the things that we've noticed that can sometimes go awry. Sometimes the business names will be slightly different amongst different citations. Like for example, if the business name has an LLC on it, sometimes the LLC will be there and sometimes it won't be there. And you just want to make sure that it's copy and paste identical so there's no confusion as to which business is which business, and keeping that name consistent is really important. The business location, same thing. Sometimes we'll see people that have like a suite number as part of their address, and sometimes the suite's present and sometimes it's absent. You just want to make sure like whichever way you're going to publish the address, you just stick with it and keep it consistent. Same thing with the phone number. Like one of the things that we'll see happen is there'll be businesses that have multiple phone numbers, like a local number, a toll-free number, a sales number, a service number. And you just want to pick one and go with it. So pick like the main number and just kind of go with that. And especially for local businesses, it's usually the local, the main local number with the area code in the front and everything. And just kind of keep that rolling as the main phone number. And then hours of operation is another big one, you know, especially over the past few years. But even beyond that, you always want to make sure like your holiday hours are updated properly. But even over the past few years, like, you know, you've seen like for staffing issues or health issues or whatever, you might need to change your hours of operation and, you know, just find the different locations and make sure that all of the hours are always consistent in all the different locations there. And that's really different from the way that it used to be, where you used to have like, you know, 50 or 100 different citations all over the place. And you were just trying to do the best you could to manage all that. But now we're finding that you're just basically all you're really getting from that is just locked into these different services to help you manage all of those citations. And you don't really need those extra citations. So, and it just makes it more complicated to keep everything accurate. So then the second thing, the second A is authenticity, which means like you want to make sure that everything feels like it really is at your business. So like take a good picture of your storefront and actual pictures of the products or the services or just like menus and price lists and like just create an experience so people can look at your directory listing and get as full of a view as possible based on where the directory listing is of what it's actually like to experience your business. And this is in contrast to just having like bare minimum information that gets zinged out on Yext or something like that to like hundreds of different locations. This is like a full, authentic, like as best you can, create an authentic experience in your business on these profiles, and that will pull the attention of both Google and actual people and drive people into your business. So that's kind of the authenticity aspect of it. And then activity is the third one, and this is probably the most important. I mean, they're all important, but activity is like making sure that the information stays up to date and current, and like if you have an event, maybe you took pictures at the event, so you post those, and you're constantly sharing news and tips, and you're just engaged with the profile. And of course, the crown jewel of that is customer reviews. So like you want to get like a nice steady flow of, you know, 4 and 5 star ratings on these different profiles. And again, if you have like hundreds of them, how are you supposed to do that on all of those different profiles? And of course, Google knows that too, which is why that Google doesn't really index all of those crazy directories anymore. And now it's just kind of putting the important ones up in front of people where there really is activity going on the profiles. And so that's our 3A system. You've got accuracy, authenticity, and activity. And you just want to make sure all three of those things are happening on, I don't know, half a dozen or so different citations. So that's kind of how you manage it. And then you think, well, okay, well, what about like bundling it all together into a larger solution? Like, how do you offer this to clients? And this is actually part of our larger 5-pillar offer that we have been putting together in Blue Theory. And like the 5 pillars that we offer in that package include web design and branding, hosting and maintenance, and like tech support, local SEO. And this is part of the local SEO package. Like we have this local SEO essentials kind of course in the program, and like managing and finding and dealing with all these citations is part of that. But then also Google Business Profile Management, which is sort of the same, but it's dedicated just to Google Business, and then Google Local Service Ads. So we have those 5 different categories, and it's all kind of put together for you in this sort of copy and paste modular way. So you can just kind of pick this offer up and just put it right into your business. And it's modular in the sense that you don't have to do all 5 things. And the things that you do decide to do, you can kind of flex the intensity of them. So based on how much you want to offer to your clients, the average client value for this type of an offer is somewhere between $5,000 and $17,000 per year. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, go ahead and click the link that I'm going to put in the description. You can check out Blue Theory. And there's a ton of other stuff in there too. Like we do live calls, there's website reviews, there's just a ton of stuff. So check out that link and see if maybe you want to start landing some clients using these ideas, and we can work together on it. So click the link and I'll see you on the inside. If you like this, head over to doublestack.net and check out our free video workshop on high ticket web design. You can even schedule a call to talk to me personally about how to win more clients at higher prices. Head over to doublestack.net and let's take the next step for your business together.